This is the Composer's Datebook for April 25th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1926, Giacomo Puccini's last opera, Turandot, had its belated premiere at La Scala Opera House in Milan with Arturo Toscanini conducting. The originally scheduled 1925 premiere had to be postponed as Puccini had died in November of 1924, leaving Turandot unfinished. Another Italian composer, Franco Alfano, was brought in to complete the opera based on Puccini's sketches. It's said that after showing Toscanini his completed version, Alfano asked, "What do you have to say, maestro?" To which Toscanini replied, "I say, I see Puccini's ghost coming to punch me in the nose." On opening night, Toscanini stopped the performance at the point that Puccini had ceased composing. Then Toscanini left the podium in tears, a touching act of homage to Puccini, perhaps, but also a vote of no confidence regarding Alfano's completion of the beloved master's score. Although well-received by critics, Puccini's Turandot, with Alfano's ending, remained less popular than other Puccini operas for decades. After a run of performances in the late 1920s, when the opera was still new, Turandot remained unperformed at the Metropolitan Opera until 1961, when Birgit Nielsen and Franco Corelli scored a huge success in a lavish Franco Zeffirelli revival. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.